This is KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. New numbers from the federal government show a drop in the amount of toxic chemicals that have been released into the air, water, and land nationwide, but not in Oklahoma. Here, the toxic releases have soared. State Impact's Joe Wirtz investigated to find out not only where these chemicals are going, but where they're coming from.
This is one of the sparsest, least populated counties in Oklahoma, but Major County lives up to its name in other ways. 36 million pounds of toxic chemicals were released here in 2012. That's more than every other county in Oklahoma combined, and more than the totals of half the states in the nation. Most of those toxic chemicals end up here.
This is our treatment.
The truck will back in here, back up to a tank. Dump the load into the tank. They'll take a fire hose, wash the container out.
Jay Adair is the manager of the Lone Mountain Landfill near Waynoka in northwest Oklahoma. He's giving me a tour, and the landfill's compliance officer, Lee Grader, is showing me how truckloads of contaminated soil and waste from factories, military installations, and other industrial sites goes through a complicated process.
It may change the redox state. Bind it up with calcium
and is mixed into something that can be safely stored.
A pozzolanic mixture. Basically, it's cement.
The toxic chemicals that come to this landfill are mixed this way to keep them from getting into the air or leaching into the soil where they could pollute water supplies. Federal and state environmental regulators keep a close eye on this kind of toxic waste. Even if the waste is treated and stored properly on top of layers of thick plastic and buried out here in the middle of the empty Oklahoma prairie, it still gets recorded as a toxic release. Monty Elder with the State Department of Environmental Quality says that skews the numbers.
Our overall releases were up, and it's really due to an anomaly.
The Lone Mountain Landfill is the anomaly. See, most of this waste isn't even from Oklahoma. The sludge is imported by the trainload.
I can think of at least two other major projects, one from Wisconsin and one from New Jersey, that was brought to our landfill for disposal as well.
Philip Redelick is the Senior Vice President of Compliance and Regulatory Affairs at Clean Harbors, the Massachusetts-based company that owns the Oklahoma landfill.
There are no releases to the environment. It's being disposed of in a landfill that meets all the federal and state requirements, but for the purposes of the TRI report, it is a release.
If you read the TRI reports, the toxic release inventory reports, you see that a lot of this waste contains PCBs, which were used in early generation transformers, motors, and electronics. It's toxic, but Elder says it's not considered hazardous. It's not an immediate threat to people.
It's an appropriate place to put it in that all the safeguards you need for making sure that that waste is disposed of and doesn't get into the environment or there.
There could be another reason there's been a waste importing boom in Major County, and now costs less. Oklahoma lawmakers passed a law last year slashing the fees the landfill was required to charge by more than 80%, from $9 a ton to $1.25. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma public media stations. For more information, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.